When I was the enemy of Jesus, he loved me. And so because of what Jesus has done in my life, I'm going to do something for you. And that kid might go, well, I don't want you to pray for me, weirdo, and walk away. But that won't matter because he was a witness. And that's going to stick with somebody. See, we don't know what God's going to do with our faithfulness. All we know is that that's what he's asking for. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. I want to encourage you. I asked you all to write down the name of the first person that you thought of that's broken, hurting, and doesn't have a relationship with Jesus. Now I want you to look at the closest empty chair sitting next to you. And I want you to put that person's name on that chair. And now I want you to leave here tonight knowing the only place that that person needs to be on Sunday morning is right here. Is right here. And the way that Jesus wants to get them here is you. I think that's exciting. You know, there's a story. I'm gonna kind of end with this story by we're gonna pray with you guys. Anybody that wants prayer, we're gonna pray. Philip's gonna pray with us. I told him I was going to. He's like, nah, it's fine. I'm like, I don't care. You're gonna pray. It'll be good. Because he said I was his friend and not his family. Anyways.